The Boulder Office of Emergency Management announced last evening additional neighborhoods in Superior impacted by the Marshall Fire are now reopened under a soft closure status. Residents will need to provide identification at checkpoints as part of the restricted access. The reopened areas include Spanish Hills, Downtown Superior, Discovery Park, and Original Town, excluding the Sagamore subdivision. South 76th Street will remain closed. Superior Marketplace and businesses on the west side of McClassen Boulevard will be accessible to employees and contractors only. Superior businesses in the area east of McClassen Boulevard will remain under a hard closure with the exception of Sports Table and Urgent Care. Fire crews reached 100% containment of the fire perimeter according to an update yesterday by the Rocky Mountain Type 1 Incident Management Team. The spread of the fire reached just over 6,000 acres. According to the update, heat still exists within the contained area, including areas among structures. Areas of significant heat have the potential to flare back up, and crews are continuing to remove heat and vegetation and around impacted structures while preparing for today's forecasted winds. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley said at a news conference yesterday he did not have an update on the two people reported missing from the fire, a Superior woman and a man from the Marshall area. Pelley said crews are working at two scenes where a recovery of a body is possible, but the work is very difficult. We'll have more from the media briefing after headlines. The Colorado Division of Insurance will be hosting a virtual town hall this evening starting at 5:30 p.m. for individuals impacted by the Boulder County fires. The state's insurance regulator will provide the latest information regarding insurance, and attendees will be able to ask questions. Registration information is available at doi.colorado.gov or by calling 303-894-7490. The Internal Revenue Service announced yesterday victims of last week's fires will have until May 16, 2022 to file various individual and business tax returns and make tax payments. The extension follows the recent disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Affected taxpayers will also have until May 16 to make 2021 IRA contributions. The May 16 deadline also applies to quarterly estimated income tax payments due on January 18 and April 18, and quarterly payroll and excise tax returns normally due on January 31 and May 2nd. Boulder City Council is expected to approve a settlement this evening between the city and Sammy Lawrence, a black man arrested in 2019 while filming a police interaction with unhoused individuals. Lawrence was charged with obstructing a peace officer and resisting arrest. Attorneys for Lawrence say Boulder police officer Waylon Lolotai, the officer filmed, violently threw Lawrence to the ground and arrested him, all without probable cause. Lawrence sued the city and Lolotai last March, asserting his First and Fourth Amendment rights had been violated. Under the proposed settlement, Boulder will pay Lawrence $95,000 and will provide data regarding how frequent Boulder police officers use force, including drawing weapons, from July 1, 2019 to June 30, 2021. Lolotai left the Boulder Police Department in September 2020 amid an internal investigation on social media posts by a company that he ran that celebrated police violence against civilians. Lolotai also faced many other excessive force allegations, including an investigation during his time with the Denver Sheriff's Department, in which he resigned prior to facing discipline. Union members of Denver area King Superstores pre-authorized going on strike on Sunday. According to the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Labor Union, the near unanimous vote comes amid contract negotiations of the current collective bargaining agreement set to expire on January 8th. UFCW Local 7 claims the company is circumventing the union by hiring outside workers at higher rates, prohibiting union activity, imposing unfair labor practices, and attempting to bargain directly with workers. Close to 58% of the company's employees are members of UFCW Local 7. The Breakfast King, an iconic 24/7 Denver diner at the corner of South Santa Fe Drive and Mississippi Avenue, closed for good yesterday. The Colorado Sun reports longtime server Lori Prin confirmed the closure and said staff received little notice. The restaurant's accountant also confirmed the closure. Prien said supply and labor shortages were making things difficult for the establishment that has been in existence since 1975. Today's weather is expected to be windy with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 40s. Winds could gust as high as 60 miles per hour in Boulder and in the mid-40s for Denver and Fort Collins. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the 20s. Winds will continue into the evening. Snow is expected to return to the upper Metro Front Range tomorrow. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 41 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.